Starship Excelsior proudly presents IOU by James Haney.
Yes, Captain, I am aware that your main reactor is at 90% of critical, but if you don't push it to 95...
That is completely unacceptable.
Mr. Baudet, this is the captain of the Excelsior. If you and the other Judot ships don't push it to 95, then the power transfer fails, and we're all dead. We passed critical 10 minutes ago. Do your job. Excelsior out. Damn it, these people are whiny!
That might not be quite the right word. We've already blown up the replicators for the next week, and if I get this calculation wrong, we'll have to abandon ship. Sylvester, give me an update on...
Breach, I hate to be a broken record, but our converter...
Talk less, say more.
We need more power.
Neva.
We don't have any more. If you get any, it'll be from the ships that are holding out.
But I can't...
That's all I can tell you. Keep trying.
All right. Sylvester, hail the flagship of the Tulian Flotilla.
18th ship in the network, Sylvester.
Yes, ma'ams.
Any suggestions?
Tulia, they're avians, right? What do you know about birds? Say something about flocks sticking together. Say anything. Do whatever it is you need to do, Commander, but do it now.
Acting Captain's Log Supplemental. Oh, yeah. We can put a bunch of fusion plants in orbit. They'll be fine as long as we never get hit by an ion wave front. That's what they said on Divisha, the capital of the wise and glorious Paranothorius Union. Right up until 9 days ago, when they got hit by an ion wave front. The Excelsiors led relief efforts all week, and now those fusion plants are losing containment. If we can't stop it, they'll blow up half the planet, and us along with. The captain should be here, but he's on a survey mission with Larrak, out of contact, and he's late. I don't intend to get a planet blown up without him.
I have a ship after Jaren, ma'am. His ship is the Fear Thorn.
In my ready room, Ensign.
Ensign, those Tulian shuttle pods, why are...
Computer, on screen. Hi, guess what?
Don't
answer that. Your ship's going to 100%.
100%? You must find some other way. We cannot...
Look, Shipmaster. I have just been instructed to offer you compensation for your trouble. You push your reactors to the red line, and we'll owe you one.
Owe us? Owe us what?
A solid. A favor. You do this for us, and you can ask us for something later. After we get through this, without everyone dying, because you wouldn't go to 100%.
We can't run our warp reactor on empty promises, Captain.
Oh, no. Containment for Power Plant Epsilon just started to fail. We have to shore it up. Thir Thorin, your quota is now 103%. And if the next words out of your mouth aren't, I agree, Captain, your quota's going to be 105 just for all the time you've wasted the relief effort.
I agree, Captain, but I...
Good. Excelsior out.
Sylvester, I need the field's new geometry to compensate for those shuttle pods 30 seconds ago.
They're not finished yet, ma'am.
Sylvester!
There. Done.
Status, Commander.
The Tulian ships are all giving 102%, Commander, so that's good. And thank you. What's bad is, we're going to blow up anyway.
No, we aren't.
We are 73 seconds from a core breach. There's nothing we can do to stop it except turn off the power transfer beam. But if we turn off the beam...
The reactors fail, and we explode. We're not going to do that.
But if we don't...
We aren't going to blow up, Commander.
Renegade Squadron, this is Summit 5 Actual. Break off patrol and get to a safe distance.
Acknowledge, Summit Actual. Moving to a safe distance.
We aren't going to blow up.
Containment still hasn't stabilized on the fusion plants. Shall I sound abandoned ship, ma'am?
No point. There isn't enough time for a pod to get...
Commander, Fusion Plant 6 just reestablished shielding.
Core temperatures are fallen. Systems coming back online.
It's stable.
Plants 4 and 15 are back. 12.
Step down the beam, gradually. Recall the fighters and signal the fleet to begin stabilization phase 3.
Yes, ma'am.
We made it.
Told ya. The Excelsior would never just...
Ooh. What was that?
Ship number 22, a scout ship. part of the Tulian flotilla. They couldn't handle the power drain we were putting on them, ma'am. She just blew up.
How many people aboard?
105.
The reactor. Is the reactor holding?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank the lords.
Good.
Good?
Better them than everyone.
Directed by Andy Thompson, executive producer James Haney, Captain Yubari, Caitlin Heaney, First Officer Neva Kennedy, Kestra Janaya, Jacqueline Luca, Sylvest, John Boss, Pilot Vicente, Tess Haddon, Shipmaster Jaren, Scott Smith, Judot Campton, James Haney, Narrator Mike Hennessy. Theme song by Samuel Gillis. Full music credits at StarshipExcelsior.com. Special thanks, Andy Thompson, Colin Heyman, and Gene Roddenberry. We'd love to hear what you thought of this episode. Leave us a review on iTunes or Stitcher, or get in touch with Starship Excelsior on Facebook and Twitter. Star Trek and all related marks, logos, and characters are solely owned by CBS Studios Incorporated. This fan production is not endorsed by, sponsored by, nor affiliated with CBS, Paramount Pictures, or any other Star Trek franchise, and is a non-commercial fan-made audio drama intended for recreational use. No commercial exhibition or distribution is permitted.
This has been an Excelsior production.